Fuck, man. What a frustrating game to watch. I mean, you come out in the first, playing well. You take control of the game. You take a nice lead, and you know you're up two goals, and I like that. That first goal they got, I can't blame Sammy on that. It was a nice pass. It was the same way that Kapanen and Boyle connected on that OT winner, you know, back in the day. Same idea where you're going behind the net and you do a behind the back pass to a guy waiting. Like, so, you know, you can't really fault Sammy on that one. Yeah, but
it's kind of on Tavares, to be honest.
Yeah. And well, that was fine. You can recover from that. What gets me was that second period. That second period was the worst period of hockey I have ever seen this team play. Ever.
I mean, it just didn't make any sense. Like, it was really like that first minute, 6 seconds, and just all of a sudden, game's over.
Well, it's stupid, stupid mistakes. And I gotta say, I kind of blame Matthews. That second goal was on him.
Oh, yeah.
100%. That was the third goal that was on him.
Sorry, yes it was.
The second goal, that's on Sammy. That can't go in. It was not a hard shot. It was a floater. You got to make that save.
He was screened a little bit though.
Doesn't matter. You got to do everything you can to see the puck, and you got to make that save because it was not a hard shot. All you had to do was get a pair of eyes on it. And if you're screened, then move your head. You see goalies doing it all the time. You see Vasilevsky, funny enough, that we just eliminated him, but he was known for looking through screens actively, very actively. And that's how he's so good. It's not good enough. You're always going to be screened in playoffs. You got to get your eyes on that puck. You got to make that save. It's not a hard shot. And I mean, at that point, and then you have the Matthews mistake, and that's game over. Yeah. Because then that's three goals on nine shots, and I'm only blaming one of them on the goalie.
Would you have pulled him?
For Joseph Woll, no. For Matt Murray, yeah.
Mm. Matt Murray's been practicing with the team.
Well, it made me wonder how Matt Murray's doing that. Because Samsonov has been the most inconsistent goalie in playoffs. He's either, but he's always got these tells where it's like you can tell if Sammy's on, but you can also tell if Sammy's off. He starts to get very frantic in the net and overcommits a lot. And that's when he gets into trouble. And that's what we saw today.
Well, even like now, the winning goal was a bit of an overcommit to Matthew Tkachuk and wasn't able to get over.
Well, and that's it, right? When Sammy's on, like he was after that third goal, and you saw him hustling to get over, realizing, oh shit, I just gave up another juicy rebound. I got to be there to make the save, otherwise we're fucked. And, you know, at least he can shut the door after. But at that point, like, it's too late, which is shitty to say in the second period. And sure, you know, you can argue that the Leafs should have had a lot of goals.
I mean, they had a lot. Like six posts.
Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes things don't go your way, but you need to find a way. Like,
yeah.
Bottom line.
Especially in a game where you were winning and you should have kept the foot down and like you should have been pushing through.
And rather than, they came out in the second like a wet blanket.
Yeah.
That's how I can describe it. They were a fucking wet blanket.
Like I don't even have words to describe what like happened today. It's like I felt like the Panthers were like running us into the ground, yet we were out shooting them like handily, and it didn't make any sense. You kept looking at the score clock and it's like it feels like we're getting pummeled in our own zone and we are turning the puck over constantly. I mean, you literally talked about how the Leafs had 12 turnovers last game and they one-upped themselves with 18. Like they go way worse.
No, they went the wrong direction. Like we were talking about, look, you clean up those few mistakes and you win that game. And they did the exact opposite. And they outdid themselves. 18 turnovers. I said 12 was unacceptable. Are you fucking kidding me? 18?
Yeah, that's the game. That's the game there, right there.
18 turnovers. That's a...
Well, especially against the team that scores very often a lot of their goals off turnovers. 9 of their goals this playoffs have come off of turnovers.
Yeah. You know, another thing that I've seen this series that we had an abundance of last series, but I've seen fuck all of it this series. We're not getting in shooting lanes. We're not blocking shots.
That's true.
Seven blocks in a playoff game is unacceptable. Compare that to some of our Tampa games. It's got to be in double digits, man, at least.
At least. And especially when they had almost 30 shots. Like, you got to be getting in front of those lanes.
Where is that same commitment I saw in round one?
Man, I don't know what we're going to do with the defense, though. Like, I feel like we need to break up. Like the bottom four, leave Wiley and Shen, they look fine, but the other four, I don't know what's going on with them.
Yeah, McCabe did not have a good night.
No,
Brody had an improvement over last game, which
isn't saying much because he was horrible last game.
Yeah, Liljegren was iffy, you know, some good plays, some bad plays.
Yeah, he had some pretty sketchy plays, but at least he'd like
he recovered decently, so. Yeah. Not going to be too hard on the kid.
Although the broadcast tried to blame him for one of the goals.
No, of course they did. They have their heads so far up their asses, they don't even know what the hell's going on
I think it was the first goal, actually. They blamed him for losing the puck battle in the corner. Well, like, they freaking rock him right off the hop. Like.
But he's also outnumbered. On that goal, there was no support from the forwards. Like, where was the centerman?
Yeah, I don't know. I actually think Keefe is getting kind of outcoached in his series, too. Like, it seems like Keith is trying too many things and not just, like, letting his team play. And now, obviously, he eventually had to do it because Nyes wasn't playing anymore. But, like, this goes usually the same thing last game. You know, it just let it be.
I mean, you don't love to see the type of post-game interview that Keith had today.
No, he was rattled.
He was pissed, and I get it. I'd be pissed too, but I would have kept that for, you know, the second intermission and torn them a new asshole in the room.
Yeah, that was not the right at the right place. But
no,
I mean, that is like we literally played bad for a minute and 6 seconds and lost the game.
Yeah, but what did we talk about last episode? It's like this team will capitalize on their opportunities. It doesn't take much, but 18 turnovers. You're lucky it's not 18 fucking two, okay?
Yeah, seriously. And, like, realistically, we need to see Marner and Matthews, like, take over a game.
Yeah. Matthews, like, you could see he was getting frustrated after his mistake. You could see it in his post-game interview. He's like, given stupid question by the reporter. But
classic.
Yeah, I get it's frustrating, but like he should know better. What are you doing playing fucking tic-tac-toe in your own zone at the blue line? Why would you try to I get you're nasty and you have gross hands, but that's a play where you let the puck hit the ice and you get it out immediately. I don't care if you ice it. At least it settles down the play. But you trying to fucking play keep ups with the puck and then you shoot it right into the player's chest because you think you're going to hit it over him. Like, I get you're nasty, but save that shit for the offensive zone.
Save that shit for the regular season.
I mean, in this important of a game, you cannot do that kind of shit, especially as our star player, because all the other players are looking at what you do.
They got to lead by example. And we got a fourth line goal this game. We fucking lost. Just fucking wasted a fourth line goal in the playoffs. And actually, the fourth line looked fine.
Yeah, I had no problems with the fourth line. Achari was buzzing out there. Like, Lafferty was really good. But I think they played Achari all over the place today. So he,
well, after they lost Nyes, everyone was everywhere all at once.
Yeah, yeah. So exactly. But Lafferty, I was saying before the game, I liked the move of taking Aston Reese out and putting in Lafferty, just because I think Aston Reese was the better choice for Tampa, but Lafferty's the better choice for Florida, mainly because Lafferty, Lafferty's faster, plain and simple.
But I mean, now depending on Nyes, we have to play them both.
Well, the good thing is we have 3 days until the next game.
That's true.
So that's more rest for Nyes.
We should talk about that Nyes incident, because like, fuck Sam Bennett.
You hear his interview after?
Yeah.
Oh, he just kind of got caught up in my hands, and I saw Kiprios analyze that. I love the way he put it. He's like, that's like getting into a fight and saying, "Oh yeah, this guy got caught up in my fist."
Well, yeah, especially because like he threw him into the boards and then literally chokeslammed him into the ice.
Yeah, no call, which is fucking embarrassing.
Well, and then he goes and cross checks Bunting in the neck.
That was egregious. After he sees
he's getting a penalty, just goes and gives him another one for good measure.
I'd give him a double minor. That's what they need to do, but they never will.
Well, they also like tripped and cross checked another guy near the like at the end of the play, but they weren't going to give us a 5-on-3.
Well, not to mention on one of their goals, I think it was the second one, it looked like a pretty big trip in the neutral zone before they went in and scored.
And it's no possible. Goal. But I mean, by the end of the day, the refing wasn't the problem here. First of all, we need to score one of those six fucking posts.
Yeah, at least. Like, I don't even think everybody's praising Bobrovsky like he's like some fucking god who played out of his mind. I don't even think he was that good. He was so fucking lucky.
We kept going five hole. Like, seriously, literally, that's what everyone's been saying. He's great down low. Fucking pick a corner on him.
Yeah, Matthews tried to go five hole a couple of times and never goes anywhere.
Same result. Like
you're the
five hole. Oh my god, Nylander.
Yo, how about that shot that went into that Panthers player's face?
Oh, he was bleeding so much.
He was leaking, man.
Oh my god, it didn't break the visor. I guess it just like freaking went back.
Dude, the announcers were so fucking out to lunch. They're like, oh yeah, they're checking to see if it's, you know, the refs for that fact as well. Everybody thinks, oh yeah, they're trying to celebrate a goal, and it's like, no, that Leafs player was saying, get help, this guy's face is leaking blood everywhere. And I saw the dripping blood, I'm like, there's no chance in hell that is from a stick, that is a puck, only a puck is fucking your face up that bad.
Yeah, especially in that type of play.
Yeah, it was right after a shot, a hard shot that ended up hitting the glass behind. So
he took it full in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Full on in the face.
Yeah, not a deflection. That was a right on, right in your face.
Oh, man. But Bennett get suspended?
No, of course not. One, it's the Leafs. Two, it's on Bunting.
Does he get fined for either of the incidents?
Maybe he'll maybe get fined for the cross check. And, you know, I honestly don't even think they're going to look at the Nyes play because there's no penalty on the play.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
Yeah, Elliot Friedman seems to think that they will, but I have zero confidence that they will because player safety is such a fucking joke.
It really is. Oh, my God. It's such a fucking joke. And there's no consistency. Because we've
no, none at all. And that's why, like, any other team that play happens on Bunting, a cross check to the back of the neck, that would be a 5-minute major and a suspension. Now, they even reviewed this and determined it wasn't a 5-minute major. Questionable. But the league looking at that, I think even if they give a fine, who gives a fuck?
Seriously.
A fine is literally nothing.
Especially at this time of the year. Like, yeah. That's literally fucking nothing for them. Like, you got to make him feel it. If I'm being honest, he should be getting at least a game for both incidents.
Yeah, and the fact that it's the same player on both of these plays.
And I think he's a repeat offender, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's
been suspended recently. So, like, if and for then maybe for being a repeat offender, it's 3 games, right? And I'd be more than happy to see him that fucker sit for 3 games.
Yeah, but it won't happen. That's just wishful thinking. It's not going to happen. I guarantee it. Because that's just how NHL player safety works. They don't care about their player safety.
It's true. And it's because Bunting's not injured.
Yeah. And it's because Nyes was able to get to the bench that, you know, they didn't really consider it an injury play.
Man. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, we basically got to go to Florida and win both games. We cannot come back to Toronto on the brink of elimination. It can't happen.
No.
Can't happen.
No. But the good news is we're undefeated in Florida, and it's like a home rink anyway, like I was saying before. I'm not worried about winning on the road because this team can win on the road, especially in a rink that only has 10 Panthers fans.
There might be something to them not being able to play it on home ice in the playoffs, though.
Maybe it's just too much pressure for them. Maybe a home ice advantage is actually a fucking curse.
And home ice disadvantage. Well, because it just seems like the pressure gets to them. Like, I did not feel like we saw like any consistent like dominating shifts from Matthews and Marner. Yeah. I almost feel like they need to just flip Nylander back to Matthews. And so, like, throw Bunting, Matthews, Nylander, Marner, Tavares, and Kerfoot.
Yeah, who knows, man? It's been a blunder this whole fucking playoffs. And, I mean, we have played this whole fucking series getting outplayed and then finding a way to win the game, and now we're outplaying them and we're not winning the game. It's like, maybe we should suck more. I don't know. And
I don't know. Carol brought up an interesting point that, like, it could be that the Leafs are just, like, she said we would have rather played Boston because we would have been the underdogs and would have played up. But because we're not the underdogs, we're playing down to our opponent.
Which is such classic Leafs.
Like, right? And, like, that's been the Leafs' problem all year. All last, like, literally, we suck against the worst teams in the league. So it would make sense to we suck against the worst playoff team in the playoffs, or at least, you know, by points at least. Or, yeah, I'm pretty sure they were the lowest points team in the playoffs.
They were. But it's like, it's not that they're not capable. I mean, they have had every opportunity to be up to nothing in this series right now, but instead we're down to nothing. And you know what? It's a place that we haven't been in all playoffs, and quite frankly, it sucks. But you know what? We gave up 2 losses to Tampa and we still beat them. So, like, there's still hope here. Now, if you want any hope, these stupid mistakes, like these turnovers, I want to see it under 10. Under 10 next game. Or I'm going to lose my shit.
Honestly, I'm surprised you're not losing your shit more. I was expecting you to be a little more fiery. You're a little tame.
Am I?
After 18 fucking turnovers.
18 fucking turnovers. You're trying to rile me up here because you're going to fucking succeed.
But at least we win the hit battle this game.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Because you turned the puck over 18 times. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you scored on the power play. You know why? Because he had 18 fucking turnovers. It doesn't matter that you had an amazing start. You know why? Because he had 18 turnovers. And it doesn't matter that you had an unbelievable third period with no goals because you had 18 turnovers.
And 6 posts.
Yeah. They don't even count as shots.
No. Or maybe
and we still had 36 shots.
Two posts and 4 crossbars or something. It was clanging like fucking church bells behind
Bobrovsky. And how many of them were directly at Bobrovsky? I fucking hate how people are worshiping like a fucking god. We're not even testing him. Not really. Well, I haven't seen any deflections. Not one.
Yeah. We're definitely trying to be too cute with our
There's no traffic in front at all. So no deflections. And you're never going to score. Like, how did we forget? Did we not just face the best goalie in the world like last series? Like, how do we do it? How did Kerfoot score that OT winner? Was it a
business?
Yeah, up in his fucking business and gets a deflection and scores a goal. How do you score on Vasilevsky? That. How do you score on Bobrovsky? Why would the plan change?
It doesn't
change. Get in his fucking face and deflect some shots. The only deflection I saw was the Tavares one that Nylander did a fake like shot pass to him. That was the closest, and guess what? That almost went in. But that was the only one. That was the only deflection. Like, in the Tampa series, we would have had a sequence with like four or five deflections in a shift. In one shift. And now we went a whole game with one deflection? Fuck off. That's not good enough. It's unacceptable.
This game wasn't good enough. Like, for a game where we severely outshot them, it also was like so sloppy. And like those 18 teams were a prime example of it. But like, even when we weren't turning over the puck, we were like making really sloppy passes. Like it didn't seem like there was any flow to our game at all.
No, because there wasn't. We looked like, I've seen better flow in our fucking shinny games than I've seen in that game. Like, that was fucking embarrassing. Just shitty hockey. Can't put a pass together. Can't settle the puck. That's why we keep, because Marner also got caught fucking bouncing the puck on his stick. Get it out of the fucking air, boys. Put it on the ice so you can make an actual play. Take off your fucking cape and make a play. I'm so fucking sick of these cutesy fucking plays thinking, oh, we have to set up the perfect goal. It's like, this is playoffs. I thought you guys learned this after winning a playoff series. What did it take? It took fucking greasers, man.
Garbage goals.
Garbage goals won us the series against Tampa. Not, I didn't see any fucking cutesy plays against Tampa. And now it seems that that's all we're trying to do. I get the pace is increased here, but that doesn't mean you need to stray away from what works in playoffs. You can be fast and still get in shooting lanes and block shots. You can be fast and still get in front of Bobrovsky and tip shots. It's unacceptable, and I'm fucking tired of this piss poor effort thinking that we're going to go back into our old fucking ways. I get why Keith's pissed. I'd be losing my shit in there.
I honestly, I was surprised he said as many words as he did in the post-game interview. I would have been like a bunch of one-word answers and then went back into the room and just fucking tore them a new one because they needed it. But we got to put it behind us now. And we got they have to do that too. They got to go on the road and we got to get back in this fucking series. Like, we gave that game away. We gave away both games.
Yep. Right?
We are now fighting for our lives. The next game is a must win.
This game was a fucking must win, dude.
Well, still have a chance.
It's playoffs. Every game should be a fucking must win. If they don't have that attitude, well, we don't have a hope.
I mean, if they play the way they did tonight, we don't have a hope.
If they play like they did in the first 5 minutes of the first and the third, then we do.
But if we play like we do at the first minute of the second?
If you play like we did in the second for any portion of the game, we're doomed.
And it's been happening consistently. Like, as much as we won the Tampa series, we got fucking our shit pumped for like a bunch of periods in that game, the series.
We were outplayed majority of that series.
The Leafs still, since game two of the Tampa series, have not played a dominating game. They haven't.
No. And if that's not what I see on Sunday, I'm going to go down to Florida and kick their asses.
I'd pay to see that. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pay somebody to get there, but I'll kick their asses.
Well, let's use that rage and select our buds and duds.
You want to start this off?
Sure, I'll start with the buds so we can close out with the anger.
I thought we wanted to end on a positive note, but all right.
My bud is going to be Morgan Riley. He actually was fine. That's it. He was fine.
Jeez, missed opportunity for you, bud. Bud of the game was William Nylander. He did everything but score. Like, he was all over the puck. Like, he was making
snake-bitten player in the playoffs.
he was making things happen out there, and you know, it's gonna go in for him in this series if he keeps that up, because that's the William Nylander that has success. You see confidence at the puck, and he's making plays, and that's the William.
But the thing is that the not scoring for Nylander seems like it's getting to him. Like that was why I didn't pick him.
So he needs to get a greaser. Maybe a deflection. Yeah. Maybe a fucking deflection.
All right, who's your...
You go first. Since you started the buzz.
Right, I did start that. I'm going to say Jake McCabe. Just wasn't good tonight.
No,
he had a bad night. Bad decisions, bad pinches, just... Not good. Not a good one. He should throw that out. Never watch the tape. Just toss it.
Burn it.
Just fucking memory wipe it. Go to Men in Black. Get a freaking your neuralizer and fucking wipe it from your memory. Just toss it. Because that was garbage.
Fair enough. Now, you? I mean, that was the obvious choice. So, I'm going to pick a controversial one, but I mean, I already ragged on him a little bit. So, Austin Matthews is my dud. And, you know, it's super concerning that my dud last game was Mitch Marner and this game it's Austin Matthews. That's like the last thing we want to see as Leaf fans. And it goes back to like, that was the go ahead goal. And you're caught juggling the puck at your own blue line. And you cannot fucking do that.
You know what's actually super infuriating about that too? Like the post fact of that is that like he didn't do what the rookie kid was able to do. Like last game, Matthew Knies made a mistake in the defensive end, goal ended up in the net. What did he do the next shift? Went out, fucking made sure that he got it back immediately. How is it that the MVP 60 goal scorer isn't doing the exact same thing after doing that garbage in our own
zone? Because he's busy trying to go five hole when there's no five hole available.
Pretty much. And that's the difference.
Like, he had so many good looks tonight, and like none of them really had a chance of going in. Like they were all bad. It was bad accuracy, really. Or just bad shot choice. Yeah, like it was that. It was either bad shot placement or just bad accuracy. And I mean, for somebody who's known to be like one of the most accurate shooters on the planet. So what the fuck, man? Put the puck in the net like you've done a billion times before.
We need it. It's essential.
It is essential. And it's like, what the fuck, man?
Our best players need to be our best players. And right now, our two best players are getting outplayed by their one best player named Matthew Tkachuk. That's it.
So I guess our predictions from last episode were wrong. So,
yep. Very wrong. Very, very wrong.
So predictions for next game.
I'm going to say 3-1 Leafs. Yep, 3-1 Leafs.
Well, I'm going to double you up. 6-2 Leafs.
That's a lot of goals.
Yeah, well, we hit a lot of posts.
We did hit a lot of posts and crossbars and people.
Yeah, but yet we only had 7 blocks.
Oh, yeah, but they had 16.
Exactly. Unacceptable.
They were working with on the defensive end. That was it.
Not putting bodies on the line.
All right. Well, let's roll into game 3. We're still going to, you know, keep the hopes up. We're still having a chance here, you know, but the Leafs need to be better. And let's just hope that, you know, going on the road is good for them. They get out of the pressure of being around 2 in Toronto and just win a couple of games and we play a 3-game series that we have home ice for.
We have home ice no matter what, man. We're going to Florida, not Tampa. We're Sunrise, Florida. And you know what? those resale tickets are going to all fucking Leaf fans. I mean, they could have their entire fan base show up and they'll take up one section of the rink and then the rest will be Leafs.
It's true. I can't wait to see it. But we'll continue to say, go Leafs, go.